Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. Today we're joined by Paul Smith. Welcome, Paul.
Hello.
So, Paul, you work on server instrumentation technology. Is that correct?
That's correct. I'm the server marketing strategist in Intel's server products group, and I work with the manageability technologies on our platforms, and that includes the instrumentation.
Let's start with definition of power capping. What does that actually mean?
Power capping, or power limiting, as we talk about it, means restricting the amount of power that either a node or a system like a rack is capable of consuming. So the real limiter in data centers today is actually a circuit breaker somewhere. So you don't really have a controlled limit. You hit your limit and you turn off because you consume more power than you should.
How historically have data center managers decided how many nodes can be deployed in a given rack when it comes to power limitations?
Most typically, the majority of data center users don't actually have any idea of how much power a particular node is using at a given time. They have access to what's called rated power, and that's a nameplate power that's on the back of the server or somewhere in the documentation on the server that says this server may consume a maximum of, say, 750 watts. But most data centers know that their servers are very unlikely to use that amount of power, but they don't know how much power they are using. But typically they'll say, okay, I don't expect to use 750 watts of power ever, but I might be able to use 500 watts. So now they populate their racks based on this guess of possible power consumption of 500 watts. So they've introduced an artificial budget of 500 watts in this example, and they have no means of enforcing it. So again, if they actually do hit 750 watts or something else, they're going to exceed that 3,000 watts, and in fact, they'll trip circuit breakers.
So, obviously an opportunity for innovation for the industry, and it sounds like this has happened with Node Manager and other solutions coming to the marketplace. How do you see this being used today, and then how do you see it evolving over time?
In the first case where I said this data center IT manager populated six nodes in their 3,000-watt limit based on a guess, that same IT manager now, if he had Node Manager or the proper instrumentation, could say, okay, I'm going to measure my workloads, come to the realization that, hey, my workload's using 260 watts. So if the workload really wants 260 watts, you've stuffed it in a budget of 500 watts. You're leaving a bunch of stranded power out there. In the way they're configured today, without the knowledge, when they want to buy a seventh node, they have to buy a new rack and plumb more power, and they need another 3,000-watt budget. Whereas if they realize their workloads were really only using 260 watts, they could say, fine, I'm going to set a budget of 300 watts on each of those nodes that's running that workload. Now I can stuff 10 systems into my rack where I was only able to put six before, so I've increased the density, and I haven't changed anything. I haven't used any more power or changed my infrastructure at all. But now I can use Node Manager. I'm going to lower my budget to 300 watts. And in fact, not just guessing, I'm now going to have an enforcement entity, which Node Manager does for one, that will actually start limiting power if you exceed that 300-watt budget.
What happens when a brownout comes and the data center needs to react?
Yeah, it's a good question. So what you're able to do is now in the case of those nodes being limited to 300 watts, what you can do is you can say that my energy provider just called me up and said, I am going to have a blackout if you don't shed some load from your data center. So what you can do is you can go back to that 300-watt limit, and with a policy-based power-limiting technology, you can say, okay, I know you want 260 watts, but I'm only going to allow you to have, say, 220 watts. Or maybe you have other kinds of workloads in your data center, and you're going to say, okay, those low-value workloads, I'm sorry, you can only have 200 watts now. I'm going to let my high-value workloads continue to have their 300-watt budget. What happens is Node Manager would actually start adjusting the frequency and potentially the throttle states down to meet that policy budget that you've given it. So what will happen is on the platform that's being limited, Node Manager will get it to the optimal frequency to meet the power budget that you've limited it to. It gets the maximum amount of work done during this event.
Interesting. So it's really not just telling the system that it's going to receive more power. It's really throttling down the microprocessor and all of the different devices within that server chassis to get to that level.
That's correct. So we use the CPU frequency to drive the platform power consumption down, because it turns out that when you lower CPU frequency, you get the added benefit, in this case, of lowering power consumption on lots of the subsystems within the platform. The nice thing about the way Node Manager works is it uses the frequency of the CPU to lower platform power, but it monitors the entire platform power. So this policy is actually platform policy rather than CPU policy. The other thing I didn't mention, with Node Manager, there's no restart time. As soon as your event's over, you can selectively or completely, you know, change the policy so that your workloads come back up to full speed right away and you continue to get work done.
Well, Paul, thank you very much for coming on the program. It's been really interesting to hear how instrumentation is being utilized and will be utilized in data centers around the world.
Great. Enjoyed being here.